They say a picture is worth a thousand words. I think that's especially true during times of turmoil. That's why this week we're going to shrink the amount of words and share some pictures we think you'll find to be invaluable. So I can't promise you this video will have less than a thousand words, but I can promise you the written commentary that is associated with it does have less than a thousand words. The inspiration outside of obviously the turmoil in the Middle East was really talking with my wife this weekend, getting, of course, some calls and emails. What do we do? What happens? Being out with some friends and family who are like, why have you chosen this to be your career? Wouldn't there be an easier way to make a living? All of which has some basis in truth. We wanted to walk through. I mean, for one, it certainly, at least in my estimation, allows us at 10 Capital to live lives of purpose via serving our clients. But as to the other question, not just my choice of career, but what do we do now? Wanted to really address what that seems to imply, which of course is there's some immediate action that needs to be taken. And even perhaps beyond that, that we are expected to know what's going to lie ahead. And of course, there's plenty of pundits and commentators out there giving their two cents on what they think is gonna happen. The truth is that at best, those people are just seeking attention. At worst, I would argue that they're outright frauds because none of us know exactly what the future brings. But as to point number one then, which is how do we view our role here at 10 Capital? We'll use the analogy with clients that we aren't weathermen. Our process is not predicated on prediction. We don't know what the weather's gonna bring. We can't control the weather. Same goes for markets. We can't predict markets. We can't control them as much as I would love to be able to do that on behalf of you all. The good news is we don't need to. Rather than being a weatherman, as we'll tell clients, we're sailors. Our job is to build sound boats and to always sharpen our skills of navigation to help you navigate whatever lies ahead in markets to, again, get you to those financial destinations that you've tasked us with helping you address. And so that, again, I think is important because when you put your focus on the right thing, you're gonna dampen down those frustrations around all of those things that we can't control, keep the emotions in check, and then redirect your energies to what you can control. Which brings me to point number two, our process. There's a lot to this, but one of the biggest things, as it happens, is exactly what we addressed last Friday before we knew the events of the weekend, which is making sure you've got that portfolio that addresses those three big needs: growth to fight inflation, help you reach the goals of tomorrow, income to address those needs that you have today, and preservation assets to, again, be ready for those unexpected needs that might arise in the short term. By getting those last two points in place, we, again, buy ourselves time to allow that growth that we want to happen within our portfolios have time to transpire. I'll show you a chart at the very end, again, that addresses just that. In addition to addressing those three big needs, of course, we break that down into purpose-driven sleeves. It is that sleeve methodology, again, that pragmatic approach to how we view investing that enables us not only to, again, make sure we're addressing those needs of each client, but then again, doing it in a very customizable way. We're gonna go further into that in the weeks ahead. Lastly, a part of the process, again, is partnership. Here at 10 Capital, we have lots of partners. We invest heavily in analytics. We have plenty of external partners that we build solid relationships with, whether those are investment companies or other partners, to again, get information, get other perspectives. We do these commentaries in part to help synthesize all that information, keep us locked in on a daily, weekly basis to again, continue growing, not only personally, but then to share with our clients for that second piece of that math and emotion equation, emotional preparedness. Again, be ready, understand the range of possibilities that always exist out there. And as a consequence, reduce those knee-jerk reactions, the amount or at least the magnitude of the surprises, and sometimes the unconstructive decisions that come out of that. Lastly, how our understanding of history informs our confidence of tomorrow. Promise you pictures, here come the pictures. I've written about this reality that confuses many a client, which is that the market acts in ways they just can't relate to or understand. We've shared the link in the written commentary. I encourage you to check it out. You'll find a video associated with it as well, which is the uncomfortable truth of Mr. Market. If I was gonna summarize it down to one thing, it's particularly true at times like this. War is tragic, period, end of discussion. Whether it might serve an end down the road, the loss of human life, the displaced families, all very, very sad. It is shocking to a lot of clients how dismissive markets are, if not immediately, at least much more quickly than we are viewing things again through a human's lens. And that's because the market is not a human. The market is better thought of as a calculator. And so again, using our emotions, our feelings, our priorities as people, putting those onto markets, it's gonna lead to a disconnect that again, can create a lot of problems as people try to resolve that conflict via portfolio moves. The first two charts show you here just how resilient the market is in the face of global conflict. The first, a number of different wars, put over the S&P 500 over time. The second chart, again, shows you that not only is the market resilient, as the first chart demonstrates, but its pace of growth barely slows during these conflicts. This is a truth that is not limited to just conflicts. Chart number three shows you over the last 50 plus years, any number of different headlines, and that's hardly all of them, that have occurred, that again, we're going to be that thing that was going to disrupt market. That old adage, it's different this time. The headline might be different, but again, the market's resilience has proven itself time and time again. I talked about a process focused on income and preservation assets to buy those growth assets, really by addressing all three, and of course those are very broad categories, really implies the level of diversification that one needs. So as you, again, you look at this portfolio, a few things, hopefully with my help, will begin to stand out. Number one, historically speaking, better return potential as one actually diversifies their portfolio. Two, the improved or reduced, rather, depth of drawdowns that one might expect in a portfolio. And point number three is that with time, really for markets in general, let alone more diversified portfolios, you get that right amount of diversification in place. Pretty short order, you can see your odds of any kind of a deep drawdown, or with a little bit of time, even a negative rolling return at all, diminish and diminish, and then historically speaking, vanish altogether. This, again, is where process, knowledge of history, and what we would like to believe are good partners come together to help you on your journey to the investing goals that you have. For those of you who have hired us, we're honored. For any of you who would like us to be of service to you or someone you care about in evaluating where they're at, we're happy to do so anytime. Thanks so much.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.